Welcome back to Opinions. You should already know the show by now if you've been tuning in this long. Thank you for listening. Right now I'm heading to a doctor's appointment, but this morning I was watching the Double XL cover, the new one. I'm going to do a review on that soon. But one person that I know that did not, well, he did have a good year, Ian Dior. I would have swapped out Ian Dior for Kid Laroi. Kid Laroi has been killing it, and he is honestly Juice WRLD's prodigy. He really was. Lil Bibby took him straight out of Australia, and I did a review on his album Fuck Love, and I just heard one of his songs on the radio, and his voice just keeps getting better. He also has a new song featured on Polo G's album, and he's a really good chorus singer. Maybe he will rap in the future, but it's going to sound very different. But he's going to be, he could be our Ed Sheeran, but he's not English, if that makes sense. He's a really good artist. He's got time to grow. He's got time to be himself. He's very young. He's younger than me. But these younger artists are going to be people that are from the ages from 17 to 25. They're killing the game. They're making new music all the time, and I enjoy it. And some people may say, hey, you're flooding the market too much. Yes, you are flooding the market, but how else is everyone going to hear you? It's kind of like the old Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane had hella mixtapes. He released them. And also, Lil Baby had hella mixtapes. We know at least one Lil Baby song, and that's why we be calling him the GOAT. We know at least one of his songs, and that's smart. When you flood the market like that, not everybody's gonna accept your music at first, but then give it time. And if your music has time to grow on people, then by God, you have it. You have the key. But Ian Dior, I haven't heard his album. I heard that one song on the radio with him and that one guy was on the XXL cover last year. I apologize, I forgot the name. But it was okay. Nothing rememberable. It's a good pop song. He's more of a pop rap artist. I don't know. But the XXL cover this year, I kind of like it. I really enjoy DDG. I really enjoy Coi Leray, even though people be talking shit about her. And her little booty, McCoy be killing it. Ruby Rose is on there. 42 Doug. Blist, that's an artist my sister talked about. I haven't heard him yet, but I'm probably going to listen to him on my downtime. And I am going to admit that's one artist that she did introduce me to. Who else? Yeah, I got to go back. There's Pooh Shiesty. Big Brr. But yeah. I'm probably going to sign off for now. But later this week, I'm going to do a XXL freshman review. I'm trying to do a live review on YouTube. YouTube on YouTube. Ha ha ha. What the fuck? I'm off a bean. Chilling. Kidding. No beans. But yeah. Y'all have a great one. Ciao.